We are Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D hanging out with you. Danae Hayes on the phone line, having some fun with her. Danae's going to be performing this Friday over at the Signal. In fact, we have tickets that we're going to give away in just a matter of moments. I'm going to let you know how you can win, so make sure you keep listening. Now, Danae, real quick, before I let you go, and I know we're limited on time, I did want to ask you about your music, because you're also known for your musical parodies. You released a song called Road Hard that actually charted, which is just wild. In the beginning of the year, you released a song called Country Girl. So I need to ask, because these are really musical parodies, are you ever hesitant, being based in Nashville, being very deep in the country music scene, are you ever a little hesitant about releasing these parodies in a sense that you might make the country music people upset?
Yeah. I mean, when I was first doing it, I was like, I don't want my friends that are country artists to think I'm making fun of country music.
Yeah.
But I think we do it in a way to where it's such a joke. Like, you know, from the time the first verse is over, you know, we try to produce it in a way to where it sounds like a legit country song. But then once you've heard the first verse, you're like, wait, what did she just say?
Nice.
So it's been fun to hear, like, all of my friends in country music. You know, they've been so supportive of it, and they think it's hilarious. They'll send me videos of them out on their boat listening to it. And I'm like, okay, if Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line likes it, we must be doing something right.
Yeah. I think there is something, too, about the country musicians as well. As serious and even sad as some country songs can be, and that whole entire, you know, stereotypical feeling, or the stigma, if you will, about country music, they all have pretty good spirit about it, and they can make fun of themselves. That's at least in my experience with some of the artists.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if I released a song called Beer, Women, and Trucks, and I was just making fun of country music, then they might get their, you know, their feathers ruffled. But
sure.
The fact that we're singing songs like Road Hard, you know, and it's about a boat in quotation marks, they love it.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. We cannot wait to see Danae Hayes. That's going to be this Friday over at The Signal. Tickets are still available. There's a link up at hits96.com. Of course, you can follow Danae on all social media, TikTok and more. We'll link all of that up at hits96.com so you can find the links nice and easy. Danae, one final question, especially when it comes to this Friday night. If someone right now is listening and they're like, I don't know, I'm still kind of on the fence, what would you say for them to come on out and join us?
Oh, man, it's going to feel like just like a 1990s old school vibe. Like, one thing I pride myself on is just bringing back that nostalgic feeling of what it was like before cell phones. So if you are burnt out, you're exhausted from living the modern life, come see me for an hour and we'll give you a dose of some 1990s nostalgic feeling. So that's what I'd say.
It's going to be a fun night out for sure.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Chattanooga is one of my favorite cities, and y'all also have some of the best food in Tennessee.
No kidding. I was just talking to someone the other day about that, and I think that's kind of almost a little bit of a best-kept secret when it comes to Chattanooga. We're a very foodie town, but people don't think of us in that way until they get here and realize lots of great eating.
Oh, absolutely. I'm pumped. I've already told my whole crew that we're going to have a nice brunch.
Excellent. Well, I hope you do. And thank you again for jumping on the show with me and talking all about music, comedy, and more. Danae Hayes performing at The Signal. Tickets are still available. You can go to thesignaltn.com. Of course, you can check out the link on our website at hits96.com to purchase your tickets. But Danae was also nice enough to give me a few pairs to give away as well. So if you would like to go for free, I'm only going to pick a couple of people, text Buck Wild to 423-642-9636 right now, and I'll hook you up with some tickets. 423-642-9636. Text Buck Wild right now, and you'll be able to see Danae Hayes for free. I will text you back if you end up being our big winner. Danae Hayes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
It's Hits 96.